it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Quick aside before we get to our three-point stances, a report on ESPN right now on my television screen here in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, says that Giannis looked into trade conversations this offseason, and the only team that really emerged was the Knicks.
That bought.
Oh, my God. If you had put Giannis on the Knicks, that would have been so.
Can you imagine?
I hate Giannis. I hate the Knicks. It would have been perfect.
Would have been great. That's prime time.
Well, until they whooped the Celtics' ass, and then it would have sucked.
That would have sucked.
That would not have been fun.
Nope. They would have been unstoppable. I would have said instant Eastern Conference favorite.
They'd be stoppable.
By who?
What's he ever won? I mean, what's he ever won beyond
other than
one?
That championship? Peter Schrager? Yeah, okay.
In dominant fashion where he then
right,
went
he's
to...
got rings.
Then
just
he went to... Hey, Eric. Where did he go afterwards? Eric, where did he go? Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Did he?
Yeah, he bought, like, Chick-fil-A for literally, like, everybody.
I like a good Chick-fil-A. They just built one in Dartmouth, and people are, like, waiting 30 minutes to go to it, and I'm like, no.
The lines are out of control.
I'm not waiting for a chicken
sandwich. Their
marketing
is among the best that I've ever seen for
This is squirrel-tastic, but I do want to say I would like to get my hands on that new, like, bacon chicken pretzel sandwich that they're doing. The spicy edition, have you seen that? The little pretzel bun.
I'm not waiting 30 minutes
for it.
It was all individual pieces that sound great. So together, I'm sure it's fantastic, Nick.
Just like this show.
And oh. I would eat it as long as it's available in the usual 5 to 7 minutes and not 30 minutes
in a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. And they're like,
Popeyes is right
that.
Around the corner.
Oh, and I love Popeyes. I actually think Popeyes is better, but that's a different topic for a different day. It is 3 o'clock, and it is time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or your head coach is a salty biatch, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, and I ask you, are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So yesterday, the leadership of the Boston Red Sox met with the media. Alex Cora, as you don't normally see him, dressed up in a suit jacket up there with Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow, talking about the season that was, but more importantly, talking about the offseason that is upon us. Yes, we wanted them to go deeper in the playoffs. We all knew they were flawed and weren't going to win a World Series. Now we can get to the good stuff. Because they have put together the foundation. And I know there's opt-outs and some muddy waters in there with some injuries and different things. But the reality is you're a playoff team. You're a playoff team that started something that now needs to be added to. And that is why I'm so excited about this offseason. Whether it's seeing how the young players develop, seeing if Peyton Tolley can develop a secondary pitch, figuring out if Connelly Early is one of your top starters, just how good he can be, and just how good Roman Anthony can be, and maybe Marcelo Meyer, he can stay healthy. It's also fun that we're talking about big-time free agents again. I saw our guy Bradfo on WEEI.com starting the promotion of Pete Alonso. Go get him. Great idea, Bradfo. Kyle Schwarber, great idea. Kyle Tucker, I actually don't really care specifically who it is, but the fact that the Sox are good and chasing elite big-money talent this offseason, all's right in the hot stove league.
Yeah, Red Sox fever shouldn't dissipate just because they petered out offensively against the Yankees last week. It's disappointing that they got bumped in the wild card round. It's a bummer that it was against the Yankees. And yeah, it would be nice to see them playing this week because I think they could have given Toronto a better series. More on that in just a moment. But don't lose your faith in Fenway. Like, this should be an offseason that builds with a crescendo towards next season where they can really get after it.
The Red Sox are now in the position the Celtics were in about 4 years ago, where you kind of knew who your mainstay tent poles were in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and you were a playoff team and you were chasing a title and you were getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and all that, and you needed to get over the hump. Mm-hmm. And then they went out and made the additions that got them over the hump, that made them the championship basketball
then
team.
Then that begets the question, who will be their Porzingis? Who will be their Holiday?
I don't know, but I think Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber is a nice start. One of those guys. And then the best part is you're still just building around your core. Your Tatum and Brown is now your Anthony and your Crochet and your Narvaez and these young guys that are part of your organization forever.
We haven't even seen Roman Anthony barely played half a season. He was on his way towards having a hell of a two-thirds of a season until he got hurt, obviously. Meyer injured. We haven't seen all of these guys play a full season together, let alone with the reinforcements we would like them to add.
The Red Sox, I'm getting greedy now. I'm going to say the Red Sox should not miss the playoffs in the next 5 years. They should go to the playoffs each and every season for the next 5 years. That's where I am. I know it's not quite the proclamation of Drake May is going to be in the Patriots Hall of Fame, but I think the Red Sox, with the youth they have, the finances they have, and they told me resources are not an issue. Craig Breslow said resources not an issue. The resources will be invested in this baseball team 5 straight years, six straight years if you include last year playoffs.
Dan, which member of the Red Sox do you think will get a red jacket for the Patriots Hall of Fame?
Ooh, that's a great question. I know Connor Wong is absolutely. Oh, David Hamilton. Obviously, well, yes. It's David Hamilton.
No, I mean, the answer, if you're going to make the comparison, the answer is Roman Anthony. The guy who was compared to only Ted Williams, basically, and that is the guy that should be a Red Sox Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So if you want me to say a real answer, not your cockamamie make fun of Andy answer, Roman Anthony's going to be a Red Sox Hall of Famer.
No, we're just joking about something absurd that you said. That's what Fitzy and I are doing.
Yes. Genius walks alone and is often referred to as absurd.
Well, sometimes, nope. No, you see, now you can't add on to it. That's not allowed.
It's getting a little long.
It's really getting elaborate.
So what I'm gleaning from the both of you guys before we move to Fitzy's, because it's also baseball related, you guys are trusting that it will not just be lip service that they have the assets to add significant players. This is the year where, okay, we go. We reinvest
yes.
in some established veteran talent that helps us win in the playoffs.
Yeah, whether it's a Pete Alonso signing
yep.
or it's the Joe Ryan trade that everybody keeps teasing they're going to revisit and could happen, I believe, yes, they will add a all-star caliber player to this roster. And I also think they're going to try to keep Bregman, and I think they're going to try to do some things there, and then they'll probably have other fun moves like Duran, unless I guess he's involved in the Ryan trade.
If they get Ryan,
a side trade.
He's involved in the Ryan trade, and also by the way,
I'm Minnesota. I don't know that
we
I want.
Keep talking
Duran.
About fine.
I can have to pay him in a year? Like, it didn't really make sense for
there's
them.
So much conversation about Joe Ryan. Minnesota knows, like, all right, the phone call's coming. It's just going to be a matter of, will they agree to our inflated terms? Because if I'm the Twins, knowing how badly the Sox are lusting after Joe Ryan, I'm asking for the moon and the next closest planet.
So we found out yesterday that Dan Ball has a burner phone. We found Marcelo Meyer's burner phone. I believe it's the 774 that says, you guys are way underestimating Marcelo. Yeah, if he finishes a season, maybe I'll overestimate him.
I just said we haven't seen him play a full season with Anthony yet.
That's part of the underestimation. If he finished a year, that'd be nice.
By the way, yesterday we found out that Zach Kor has a burner phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's
hardcore.
What we learned. Absolutely.
How about this one? Here we go. Oh, 617. Yep. Red Sox are ready to burn some cash.
And we got Gerard Mayo's burner phone.
And also another 617. Jaren Duran is your Marcus Smart. It's time to trade him.
It's actually a good comparison.
That's not
like
a bad comp at all.
Love that. Really
That's actually
do.
A good comparison. And if you bring me a Porzingis in the deal, I'm happy. A unicorn?
Who's your Porzingis? Who
I don't
is
know.
It?
That's for Brezbot to figure out.
Maybe it's like Tatis or somebody who's like not fitting in San Diego. Go get a big bat.
All right, settle down, Dan Ball.
That's
I know
my
you
guy.
Like Tatis.
That's Fitzy it knows. Is? That's the guy I've been preaching for months. AJ Preller, he loves Jaren Duran. It's Duran plus, and Fernando Tatis is the right-handed bat you've been
missing. Talk to me, Goose. That's what's up.
And your shortstop of the future, so you can move Trevor Story and his defensive
your
issues
over to second.
Your shortstop
of the future is a handsome man with large paws that just happened to have gotten a wrist injury. He's ready to go. His blank is ready to go now, Jack.
Well, so Meyer can play it for the first 3 months of the year, and then Tatis can play it at the end of the year when Meyer's not available.
Yeah, exactly. Nailed it. There you go. Perfect. World Series is back on. Cue the duck boats. Speaking,
I got
of
this,
teams,
boys.
Okay, thank you, Brett. Speaking of teams that are playing for World Series, this is Nick Fitzy Stevens. You get 60 seconds now. Are you ready?
Indeed. Can you hit the music, please, Stanley?
The hell are we doing?
All right. What are we doing? We're playing some music to rally the troops tonight, Andy, because in order to achieve the success and the schadenfreude that we want in the States, we have to look to the North, the true North Star that is the Toronto Blue Jays, your American League East champions, the team that rightly represents, well, all hope in the American League tonight, for they can go to the Bronx, led by Shane Bieber, a pitcher discarded by the formerly playoff-bound Cleveland Guardians, and end the nightmare, the local, the regional, the national nightmare that is these fraudulent New York Yankees being further involved in the postseason. Carlos Rodon, who we let off the hook full Denny Green style last week, is on the bump for the Yanks. Stanton, he's got nothing. Aaron Judge, he's a postseason fraud. If you can make your way through a little Bellinger and a splash of Chisholm, guess what? You should be able to take it to them just like you did, oh, neighbors of the North, last week. So, Toronto, on behalf of Red Sox Nation and so many other baseball fan bases, please, tonight, do us all the collective favor of hosting a Yankee elimination party in their house.
We're all Blue Jays fans, huh?
We are all Blue Jays fans!
The sky is not falling. I already apologize for that. I didn't know, John Schneider, that you were pulling the right strings and saying the right things.
Unfamiliar with his game.
Got it done. 23 runs, don't lie.
Nope.
That's an impressive output.
Did you see Vlad Guerrero's Grand Slam?
Yeah.
It may not have landed.
Well, the guy is paid somewhere in the range of $500 million. So those are the kind of things you pay for.
$500 million players, especially. Yeah. But the Yankees have not been able to. I don't understand. Obviously, Cora tried to pull all the right strings. He had some didn't work. And save for like the Red Sox finding a way to lose last week. And of course, the epic performance of Walpole's own Schlittler in game 3. Aaron Boone kept trying to find ways to lose that series. He has a knack for putting in the wrong reliever at the right time. All the time. The right, meaning like the right time for the other team. It's the wrong guy for his team, but it's the right guy for
the opponent. Yeah, that's why most Yankees fans despise him and want him gone, and most people believe Cashman may not have the cojones to do it. It's his buddy. He's all in with him.
Right. He's come up short for years upon years now.
Right. If I'm a Red Sox fan, based on what I just said,
please go nowhere.
If you're going to be in the playoffs the next 5 years, you might have to play the Yankees. I want Boone in that dugout managing that baseball team because it only helps my chances to advance further in the postseason, which they should have this year. But this is what we're left with, rooting for the freaking Blue Jays to do what we couldn't do.
Andy, the enemy of my enemy is my ally.
Absolutely.
Good question from the text line, by the way. It crosses sports, but it's relevant or germane to our conversation. If you could only have Drake May or Roman Anthony for the next 10 years, who would it be?
That's easy. Drake May. Drake May, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
Drake May. I mean, the quarterback, and this is no shot at Roman Anthony. I think he's a great player. But if you have, I said it to you the other day, quarterback and coach, if you have that quarterback, you start the race on, like, the first turn. Like, you're already ahead of everybody else. Whereas baseball, like, Roman Anthony could be great as great. But if Crochet blows out his elbow and they don't have a pitching staff, it won't matter. You'll be Mike Trout. You'll be some generational talent that just
wasting away elsewhere.
Yeah. So give me Drake May every day.
Okay, there you go. Drake May and his red jacket. Andy Hart will take those every single day. And for our third three-point stance, joining us, linebacker out of Alameda, California, Mr. Ted Johnson. Good afternoon, Teddy.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we doing?
Here he is.
What's going on?
Good to see you guys.
You ready to roll, buddy?
I'm ready to roll.
You breathing heavy like Stiz? I had to call Stiz down from the kitchen. You know, what's that, like 40 feet? By the time he got down here, he could barely talk.
You're such a liar.
No, honestly, winded like you were coming off of Mount Washington.
You're not the only one, Stiz. You can probably look it up in your archives there. It happened to Adam. Adam Jones earlier this year. He forgot he had a live read and he ran in and he could barely speak during the live read when he ran
in. We you know, our commercial breaks are only, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes. I got to get those raviolis heated up.
Every day, you and the raviolis.
Honestly,
that also
like,
might explain
hey,
the way
you know. I got to
carry the ninja in from the producer's box to the kitchen to get my pizza going.
All right, Teddy, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, guys. So at the beginning of the season, I was mocked and made fun of for suggesting that the UNC might want to let part ways with Bill Belichick before the season started. You know, they're 5 games in, and I still feel strongly about that take. My ultimate overall kind of thing I want to say is that it probably would be smart for UNC to buy out Bill Belichick at the end of the season, even though he has 2 more seasons left on his contract. I don't know if you guys saw what happened this past weekend, but Clemson handed it to him pretty good. And there's a lot of fallout from what's happened in the offseason to start this season. And I guess Hulu had a season-long documentary that they were going to do on the UNC football team, but that has now been scratched. That is no longer going to happen after the start of this season. And it's interesting to me, you know, when you see what happened with Mac Jones over the week, you know, last Thursday doing what he did, there's a lot of heat. There's a lot of kind of spotlight on Bill Belichick. I think it would be smart. It would be smart for UNC to part ways. I really do. North Carolina through the first 5 games, they're 2-3 and they have lost to the opponents of the Power Five power conferences, 120-33. They have Cal coming up next week. It would be smart for UNC to cut its losses. It's a lot of money I know that they have to part with, but at the end of the day, it's just not worth it at this point.
Bill Belichick has done it again.
As we like to say, I have thoughts. First of all, you just made me remember, Ted, speaking of things we were right about, we speculated last week. First of all, did you know that they have a bye Clemson and then another bye week?
Crazy.
What is that all about?
How does that work?
Two byes surrounding a game in which they played a superior opponent and got absolutely. Yeah. Ted, did you love when it was 28-3 in the first quarter and people online were like, Belichick's come back from that before, guy?
Yeah.
No.
Is there anybody in the locker, on the sideline going, hey, you know, we got. What's the quarterback's name? Will Johnson? I don't know what his name is.
I think it was Will Johnson.
We're gonna be fine. We're gonna come back.
No one in the stands by that.
Was nobody in the stands. The place was empty late in the second quarter. Mm. All those season tickets you've been raving about—they're useless because there's no asses in those seats. Tailgate.
You got the money for them.
Oh, is that what this was about?
It doesn't look great.
Was it full at kickoff and then it was empty by halftime?
Oh yeah.
That's disgusting.
Can I read a quote from Bill before they were promoting this Hulu documentary that is now not going to come out. This is what he said in regards to this promotional video that was put out, kind of just, again, promoting the Hulu documentary that, again, is not going to come out. He says this. He says, quote, it's going to feature players working hard, which you guys do. It's about the players improving and getting better through their hard work, which you do. And a program starting from where it started. How many games did they win last year? They were 7-4, I think, last year, right? So a program starting from where it started from several months ago to where it's going to go during the course of the season, which, of course, we determine on the field. It's going to show our commitment to winning. It's going to show our commitment to the team, and that is our priority. I don't feel that that's been true, they're committed to the Bill and his staff are committed to this team.
So my assumption, Ted, is, and I saw this today and I was wowed by it, my assumption is they've been recording for a while now. If they plan on it coming out and you're August.
There's a lot of tape being scratched.
And that is also
cameramen. I want my hands on it.
We all
want to see that.
My idea is Pablo Torre needs to get in contact with the sound guy, with the video guy, with the camera guy, because those guys have tales to tell. If they've been behind the scenes of this debacle that we're getting little snippets of, and we're going to talk more about this a little bit later at 5:30, but we're getting snippets of parents being told not to approach the head coach or players being treated in different sort of stratospheres based on. Also stunned me that the quarterback's making $2 million a year. He is not very good.
Wait. That guy's making $2 million a year?
Hurt?
Yeah, the first guy, Gio Lopez,
yeah,
from, I think.
Yeah, he was a
from
transfer.
From South Alabama.
Correct.
$2 million
a year. He stinks.
Yeah, he's not good. He's making that's good money if you can get it while you can because you may not make a lot of pro
money.
He's
making half of what Drake May's making to stink?
Yeah. And to stink on that
20% level. 20% of Belichick's you know, his salary is what the quarterback that's not playing is making.
Yeah.
I wonder how that makes Bill feel.
But it is a debacle, and I still think the exit is they're going to figure something out. I know there was a joke online. Dan Ball?
We actually have a sneak preview. We thought that all the stuff was, all the audio was destroyed. A sneak preview of some of Bill's play calls from year two. Next year, what it's going to sound like. Go ahead, Stiz.
We need two McDoubles, large fries, and a Coke. Make sure those fries are hot.
That meme was
wow.
That meme got some circulation on the Johnson family text.
Bill sounded younger.
Yeah, you know what happens. It's they touched it up in
when you date a younger girl, you AI, know, you yeah. date, you know, you sound younger.
But there was a joke on socials that like the health scare that he's planning is going to make Urban Meyer blush. Like that's how they exit.
That's
this.
Their exit. Yeah.
He has a heart thing.
Meyer was done after 13 games in Jacksonville, so that was basically three quarters of an NFL season. Does Bill finish this season?
I can't say fully yes. I can't fully say yes at this point because it's getting ugly. And I don't know if you
getting.
Guys, once you click on one of these stories in this college football world, all of a sudden your Twitter feed is filled with podcasts from, I never knew there were so many podcasts about UNC football, but there's all these guys ripping them, all these local reporters, all these stories,
which,
the 24/7, the On Three, the whatever the hell they are.
And the thing is, local reporters in a college town like that, they are going to give the benefit of the doubt to the coach for as long as they can, because they don't want to, you know, cover a guy that's going to be there for a long time that
Correct.
They've criticized.
I think they now know.
And now they are the dice cast, they know, and so they're leaning into it pretty good.
Oh, open Daniel. Season on Bill
oh,
Belichick.
Oh, Daniel, the writing is on the wall.
Yeah, I'm hearing there's no culture, no organization. It is a complete disaster.
A complete disaster.
It's local TV, Ted, right there.
For,
coming through.
You know, $10 million a year plus doubling your NIL
That's
budget.
Guaranteed 30.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed $30 million.
How'd you like
to
be a booster
disaster.
That paid into that?
You know who looks really good through all of this?
Mac Brown?
Yeah. Mac Brown, immediately he tweets out, like,
good
praising Drake May, and everybody's like, hey, how come the current coach can't do that? He looks good. You know, I don't think it's easy to win at UNC, and Mac Brown was good enough. He would get you to a bowl game every year. You're never going to win the conference or a national title, but at least he wasn't a complete disaster like Bill Belichick.
And also Mac Brown, a big enough man to actually tweet out Sunday night or early Monday morning how proud he was of Drake May, as opposed to, I don't know, waiting until lunchtime on Monday for University of North Carolina to finally come around and get over the Belichick No Patriots Twitter ban and actually say something nice about him, which I think, by the way, you want to talk about Richard Petty or, you know, Petty Kruger, that is the hilt.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of it. That is the absolute hilt.
That's a very good point, Fitzy. We'll end on that on the three-point stance segment. Up next, Ted Johnson's here. Ted Talk. He has lots of thoughts about Drake May and this big Patriots win that, I don't know, a couple people on the show actually predicted. We'll talk about that next here. Ted Talk, WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.